Limbic System Therapy. The fundamental issue in resolving traumatic stress is to restore the proper balance between the rational and emotional brains, so that you can feel in charge of how you respond and how you conduct your life. When we're triggered into states of hyper or hypo-arousal, we are pushed outside our window of tolerance, the range of optimal functioning. We become reactive and disorganized. Our filters stop working. Sounds and lights bother us. Unwanted images from the past intrude on our minds, and we panic or fly into rages. If we're shut down, we feel numb in body and mind. Our thinking becomes sluggish, and we have trouble getting out of our chairs. As long as people are either hyper-aroused or shut down, they cannot learn from experience. Even if they manage to stay in control, they become so uptight, Alcoholics Anonymous calls this white-knuckle sobriety, that they are inflexible, stubborn, and depressed. Recovery from trauma involves the restoration of executive functioning and, with it, self-confidence and the capacity for playfulness and creativity. If we want to change post-traumatic reactions, we have to access the emotional brain and do limbic system therapy, which is repairing faulty alarm systems and restoring the emotional brain to its ordinary job of being a quiet background presence that takes care of the housekeeping of the body, ensuring that you eat, sleep, connect with intimate partners, protect your children, and defend against danger. The neuroscientist Joseph Ledoux and his colleagues have shown that the only way we can consciously access the emotional brain is through self-awareness, that is, by activating the medial prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that notices what is going on inside us and thus allows us to feel that we're feeling. The technical term for this is interoception, which comes from the Latin for looking inside. Most of our conscious brain is dedicated to focusing on the outside world, getting along with others, and making plans for the future. However, that does not help us manage ourselves. Neuroscience research shows that the only way we can change the way we feel is by becoming aware of our inner experience and learning to befriend what is going on inside ourselves.